Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams to talk about Monday's Knoxville City Council meeting. City Council meeting on Monday night. A lot of business was taken care of. First off, what did you think of the City Council meeting?
Well, I thought the meeting went really smoothly, which, you know, in my position, that's always a good thing to have an agenda with a lot of meat to it, but to get through it quickly. So I always appreciate that. I feel like there was a lot of good things that happened. So yeah, definitely a good meeting.
It seems like there's a lot of, like you said, meat in the City Council meetings as of late. I know there's the sidewalk project, the streets improvement, as well as Young's Park improvements. But one of the things that I thought was very interesting was the hiring of consulting services from 571 Polson Developments for the old VA hospital. Walk us through that.
Yeah, 571 Polson is actually Glenn Lyons as sort of the guy behind that, and he's somebody who has worked with the Knoxville Economic Development Corporation in the past. He has a lot of experience in development, and I think he's going to be a real asset to the city as we proceed in the liquidation and ultimately the sale of the VA and its campus. We've, as a city, have been updated by both the VA and the Government Services Administration, GSA. They sort of act as the real estate arm of the federal government, and they've given us indications that they anticipate things moving quickly, actually, which will be surprising, I think, for a lot of people in the community. This is obviously an issue that's been hanging over the community's head for a long, long time, and we expect to see real movement, or at least we're being told there will be, in a matter of months, not years. And so I think Glenn is going to be a real asset to us in helping get our arms around the problem and what the city can best do to prepare itself to help have the best possible outcome for this community.
What are you hoping to learn from hiring someone like this?
Somebody who can bring experience with projects like this and helping us to identify what parts and parcels and aspects of the project might be advantageous for us as a city to try and potentially purchase or work through a government transfer. There is a public benefit conveyance process that allows for us to take at no charge certain lands and buildings for certain government operations. And I think Glenn's experience in this domain will be really helpful, making sure that if the city decides to put any money into it and potentially acquiring any of the property, that we're getting the right parcels for us and that we have a good solid plan of what the intent of those parcels would be, how they could be developed, how they could be put back on the tax rolls. So he'll really be a very good resource for that process.
Another big decision being made was an experiment of staff hours at City Hall going to a 4-day work week rather than a 5-day work week, and I know you were in favor of this. What is your thought process behind that?
Well, this actually draws on some of my experience in other communities, actually in other states. I mentioned in the meeting last night, I come from most recently working in Arizona. This is extremely common in the communities out there, and just has such a positive reception out there. What we find are that residents are more appreciative of the longer days, and they're willing to give up services on Fridays to have those longer hours. So that way, if they have jobs that have a traditional first shift, they have more ability to get in either before or after their shift that will still be open at City Hall if you do need to come up for pulling a building permit or anything like that that you might need to handle here at City Hall. So we find that generally the perception is very positive for this. It'll also, I think, be more conducive to our staff having more public meetings with our council. I think it sets us up on a better schedule in that way. So that's maybe a little bit selfish to the staff. I think better for the community in that regard, too, that we're able to have what we call work sessions more frequently. And that will help to, I think, make our process a little more transparent.
What's coming up for the city of Knoxville in the next couple of weeks that the citizens should know about?
Well, you kind of touched on some of the big things. We're going to have a lot of things happening this spring, a lot of projects. We approved the street contract, so we're going to have some street work. This is going to be on predominantly Larson Street, west of the highway. So a lot of work there. The plans were approved for Young's Park and getting that process started. So we are excited to get that moving in May once the tennis season concludes. Also expect the tennis court project over by the rec center going to be starting soon. The engineering work is getting started for the runway at the airport. That won't be quite as visible, but still an exciting thing for us. So just a lot of good things happening, I think.
Thanks to Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.